Welcome into another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. It's Thursday, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day, 2014. I'm your host, J.R. Davis. Today we're talking with Democratic State Representative and House Minority Leader Greg Letting of Fayetteville. He'll tell us the very latest from Little Rock regarding the private option battle there. But first up, here are a few headlines making waves across the state. Arkansas's Lieutenant Governor's race has been the subject of water cooler talk all across the state lately, and it's no different today. Republican Congressman Tim Griffin officially jumped into the race this morning via social media. He announced late last year he would be stepping down from his spot in Congress to spend time with his family. Other Republicans currently in the race include State Representatives Andy Mayberry and Fayetteville's Charlie Collins, although Collins is expected to drop out of the race to run for re-election in House District 84 as soon as we're told Griffin announces. So Griffin's already announced. We expect Charlie to drop out anytime now. But wait, of course, there is more. State Representative Deborah Hobbs announcing yesterday she's dropping out of the governor's race and instead, though, will run for lieutenant governor. She announced this in a press conference in Little Rock yesterday. As for being in the race with Tim Griffin, here's what she had to say.
That's the reason we have primaries, for the voters to select the person they want in those positions. And I think when we have an open position, obviously the field gets fuller.
The lieutenant governor's office is currently vacant, as you may recall, after Mark Darr resigned the position after several ethics violations. John Burkhalter is the only Democrat in the race so far, and he is from Central Arkansas area. All right, with Hobbs out of the race for governor, the Republican primary for governor is down to two candidates as of right now, Asa Hutchinson and Curtis Coleman. Hutchinson is considered, of course, the front runner by far in the race right now, obviously still early on. The only Democrat to announce, former Congressman Mike Ross. All right, joining me now from Little Rock, State Representative Greg Letting of Fayetteville. He's also, again, the minority leader of the State House. Thanks for taking time this morning.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
All right, obviously the big story in this fiscal session is private option, private option, private option. What is the state of the private option right now as far as what's happening in the House?
There's been a lot of movement just in the last 24 hours or so, working to get the votes that we need to get the private option out of the House. Joint budget is going to meet a little bit later this morning to vote on some amendments that we should, after that, hopefully have those votes. Mm-hmm. I'm confident in the day we're going to get there, and then we'll send it down to the Senate and see what happens there.
And Representative Letting, when you say, when you're saying you're confident in the House, remind folks, what did the private option pass with back in April in the House?
Last year, the private option passed out of the House with 77 votes, two more than it mm-hmm. needed. We need a three-fourths majority, and I believe it received 28 votes in the Senate. But currently, and it would need a minimum of 27, but currently there are only 26.
Okay. And as far as the House goes and the environment there, what are you hearing from members? Now, obviously, you're for the private option. You're championing this and trying to get it through. But what are you hearing from Republicans, Democrats? I mean, what's going on? Is there anybody that you know of that is, you know, maybe thinking twice as far as on the Republican side of things about voting for this?
I know that there are Republican and Democratic legislators that maybe their feelings have changed since last year, or we have members who aren't necessarily entirely happy with some of the proposed changes to the private option that are being made to win the votes necessary to get out of the House. I think at the end of the day, every person realizes the importance of keeping this program going. We now have well more than 100,000 Arkansans signed the private option who've had health care, many of them for the first time in their life. We're all just trying to keep our eye on the goal and do everything we can to get there.
Talk about some of those changes. I know folks that kept up with it maybe in last session and haven't really, kept up with it in the fiscal session right now. I know it's obviously, day four for you guys, but a lot has happened. Kind of talk about some of those changes right now with the private option.
Some of the changes would include maybe scaling back on the navigators, scaling back on the outreach efforts to inform mm-hmm. Arkansans about this program and how to access this program. Obviously, that's a great concern to a number of legislators because there are a lot of folks out there that might not know this program exists and need that help accessing the program and working their way through the application process. But at the end of the day, again, we realize there's going to have to be some kind of compromise to get those votes we need in the House.
I think that's something. I mean, people have heard about that with the marketing of the private option and stuff like that. Why? I mean, this is something that is, as of right now, it's still very much in play. It's the private option. Why would you what's the point in not marketing something that's there? Is that, I mean, I think that's kind of confusing, or is it for, I know it was Nate Bell, I believe, Representative Bell. Well, what's the point in that, and is it saying it saves money or what? I mean,
you'd have to ask Representative Bell. I don't understand the rationale, but we know that it's very important to a few of the holdouts. Uh-huh. And so, like I said, it's something that even though it makes a number of legislators on both sides of the aisle, but particularly some Arkansas Democrats serving out in the Delta, makes them very uncomfortable. Again, we recognize that some kind of compromise is going to be necessary.
Sure. All right, you are the minority leader in the House. You've got Bruce Westerman, who's the majority leader. He's against this. And, of course, Speaker Carter, who's been a proponent of it as well. So I know you guys are in talks with the Senate. You're keeping up with what's going on over there. You mentioned a little bit that they're a vote shy right now. What are you hearing from Senator Lamoureux and the folks over there?
Senator Lamoureux, Senator Sanders, Senator Dismang, Senator Ingram, and others remain confident that we're going to get those votes. But admittedly, because this is a pretty delicate situation that we're in, they're acting very cautiously.
What do you see going forward? When can you expect a vote, at least in the House?
I honestly, at this particular moment this morning, couldn't say.
Okay. And then finally, let's just play the other side of this. If this does not pass, if the Senate cannot get the votes to get it through, or even the House, what can Arkansans expect? I mean, what goes forward after this, Representative Lenny?
If the private option is not funded, these more than 100,000 working Arkansans who have managed to get access to health insurance, many for the first time in their lives, are going to see that go away in a couple of months. And for any legislator that would vote no, I would imagine that would weigh quite heavily on their shoulders.
All right, Representative Greg Letting of Fayetteville. He is the minority leader in the House, taking time with us in Little Rock. I know you're a busy guy, but we appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. This has been another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. For our director, Jeff Campbell, I'm J.R. Davis, and we will see you next week.
This production is copyright 2014 by Nexstar Broadcasting Group. All rights reserved.